Welcome to the Joy Reveals podcast, where you'll learn about mind and health hacks, travel and business tips, and ideas on how to become the best version of yourself. Now here's your host, Joy Packard. Let's see what she's going to be revealing today.
Hi, everyone. This is Joy Packard with the Joy Reveals podcast. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining. I'm so grateful that you are here. I wanted to share what I experienced today. I got home from Mexico, had a lot of mail to go through, bills to go through, all the things that you have to do when you have vacation or you go on vacation, you come back, right? And one of the things on my list also was to fix my TikTok ad account. It was being linked to an old account. I don't know which one it was. And it was stopping me from doing some of the things with my current TikTok accounts. And it's been frustrating. It's been like a few weeks. I can't really do it in Mexico because they don't work in Mexico. And if you try and do things like that, then it messes up your account. So I finally got home and I went through all the different things that I could. And I sent a support request. I tried to remember all of my accounts, went through my emails. Oh man, it was just getting so frustrating. And then I finally was able to get TikTok to answer. And I appealed it. I did, did what it said. You have to appeal it. And then you have to tell them that you want to use a different ad account or something like that. Anyway, I can't believe it. But about an hour ago, I got an email saying my account was approved. Oh my goodness, I was so happy. But I went through my whole day and I thought, look at all the different things that I had to do to get that fixed. I had to go through so many steps, I had to research, I had to, go through my email, send reports, send support requests, and all of the different things. So now tomorrow I'm going to go through and create my ads for my accounts. And it's awesome. Didn't want to do it when I was too tired. So sometimes you're going to hit a wall. What are you going to do when you hit a wall? And those of you who are runners, you know what I'm talking about also. Like when you're running a marathon and they say at about mile 18, 19, you hit, quote, the wall and you just get so tired and you just want to give up. You hit a wall. And so you had to push through. That's what I had to do in my marathon. And that's what I had to do here today. It's so many different obstacles. And I just kept going and going and going. It was happening in Mexico also. Different things. Don't need to go into that. But just different things that were happening that we had to get a solution to this problem. And so on until it was fixed. And so I'm so happy. I spent so much time to accomplish this task. And so many other little things today. And I'm super grateful. Got it fixed. And wanted to share that example with you because sometimes you're going to hit the wall, right? You're going to hit a wall and you're going to say, what do I need to do? And you're going to want to quit because it's not very fun. And you just never know. We said this so many times, this success is just around the corner and sometimes just closer than we know, closer than we think. And we just have to keep on going. If you hit a wall, keep trying to figure out a way to get around it, climb over it, go to the sides, go under it, whatever you need to do to get the things done. So I wanted to share that with you today. Hope you're doing well wherever you are in the world. Thank you again for listening. Take care. I will see you on the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in. We value our listeners. To access all of the links and resources mentioned in today's show, head over to www.joyreveals.com. That's www.joyreveals.com.